Hello, this is Abby.
Dear Abby, this is gonna be a long one.
Oh boy.
Dear Abby, how do you tell the difference between a new exciting crush and a rebound?
Does it matter?
Dear Abby.
Welcome to our little corner of the internet. This is the Dear Abby podcast. I hope you stay and hang out with us. See you in a sec. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Dear Abby. I'm your host, and let's jump right in. I hope everyone's having a great Thursday, and I hope that you have fun plans for this weekend because I do not. That is because my boyfriend has left me for a month to go travel. We're still together. Gotcha. But no, I am actually very excited to have some alone time, even though I just talked about loneliness last week. So it was a good, I really prepared myself for these next couple of weeks. But weirdly, I feel like I get more done when my boyfriend is not around. And I think that's just because you don't feel like you have to cram in quality time. I mean, not that I have to, but you know what I mean? You feel like you just have more stuff that you want to get done. When you are with someone versus when you're alone, I feel like you have all the time in the world. And so you kind of can spend more time doing hobbies and working on businesses, passion projects, all of that fun stuff. So I'm actually kind of excited. I'm sure the sadness will kick in eventually, but also watching his stories and seeing him living his best life and enjoying himself with his friends truthfully gives me so much joy, because the more you fall in love with someone, the more you just want them to be happy. So I am celebrating him on working hard to get to where he is, and he's able to just have the best time. I honestly don't feel jealous or anxious about him being gone. I like fully trust him, and not that I shouldn't, but just based off of my trust history, something like this would have really triggered me about a year ago. And by trigger, I just mean I would have spiraled and felt so anxious. I would have not been able to just move on with my day. My mind would have just constantly been sending me what if, what if, what if. But now I'm able to kind of be able to decipher between if I want to click into those thoughts or if I want to go down that path where I'm like, no, I choose trust. And so just as normal now, like, which feels so incredibly empowering and amazing. I'm seeing growth and actual change within, so it's very exciting. That being said, just a quick update is I also have been feeling a little bit numb still, and a little bit, yeah, I think just numb, and I don't know how long it'll last. I still feel pretty detached a lot, and I kind of forgot that the way to, I guess, I don't not get out of it, but the way to experience it better is to not be excited for when it leaves. If you feel detached or depressed or anxious or really any kind of emotional disturbance, the more you want it to leave and the more you do everything you can to get it to leave and to like desperately feel like you can't handle it anymore, and you tell yourself you can't, then it just gets harder and you feel way more stuck in a cycle. So I've kind of been reteaching myself how to just be okay with maybe I just feel a little bit numb, and that's okay. I'm not settling for anything less. I'm still going to do what I think I should be doing, all of that stuff. But I also want to not try to force myself to feel a different way and not pay attention to my feelings as much, or not pay attention. I think just not obsess over how I'm feeling at every point of the day. It's a very compulsive thing that I do. My emotions is to check how I feel. Like if I see something, I'm like, okay, am I feeling the exact right way? Am I feeling how I'm supposed to be feeling based off of what I'm seeing? That's a huge compulsion. And I have brought that down a lot, but it's still something that is so automatic. So trying to bring that down. But yeah, other than that, I've just been chilling. Like I have weird dreams still, like weird OCD dreams. I have weird, like I wake up in a panic, all that fun stuff. But I've just, I don't want to say accepted as in I'm just giving up. I think I just more so don't want to keep waiting for everything to change in order for me to change my habits, I guess. I'm just going to stop waiting for motivation or waiting for rock bottom to happen to change? Because sometimes I think when we're really anxious or whatever the case is, it doesn't even matter if it's a mental health thing. Sometimes I feel like we just wait for things to get so bad, even though we already know what we're supposed to do, just intuitively. But we, at least me, I sometimes wait, like I want to hit rock bottom because then I'm motivated to change. But then once that motivation goes down because you're not at rock bottom anymore, then you basically just keep going into that same cycle. It's exhausting and nothing really ever changes from that long term. So I just don't want to wait till I'm at rock bottom anymore to like do the things that I know I should be doing. And that's not like to, oh, you should be doing this, 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 and this. So it's actually something that I wanted to go into today. I think the way that I think, well, okay, let me explain. It's just I know what I need to do based off of past experiences that will help me feel better, get better, go after what I actually really in my heart, in my soul, want to be doing, want to pursue, that then gives me the results that I want so badly based off of what I've done in the past that I've worked. So it's just getting myself to commit and have discipline to do those things, no matter if it sucks for a long time, because I know that I get results, you know, mental results, physical results, all of that stuff. Hopefully this is at least a little bit motivating. I find it very motivating that we don't have to wait for someone to like save us or someone to, or something horrible to happen in order to change our behavior. We don't need that. That is like a lie, you know, I think that we tell ourselves or that whatever, whoever's told us, I don't know. That's just not true. I feel like we can see what we need to do based off of tried and tested experiences, habits, whatever, and just reincorporate them. Just something that I've been thinking about is all blah, blah, blah. I just get stuck in that trap a lot. So I'm very passionate about, yeah, that type of thing, to not wait for motivation or not wait for anything, but just like you are conscious, you're able to choose whatever. And I think that sometimes is really scary because what if I choose the wrong thing, or what if I'm going to get lost, or I already feel lost? Yeah, it's a very common experience. And that's kind of where I feel like walk by faith and not sight, and whatever that means to you. Okay, so that's actually not the main thing that I wanted to talk about today. So a dub that I have for this past week was, thankfully, my boyfriend bought too much stuff before he left. So I get all of the stuff that he bought. So he basically just bought me groceries. Unfortunately, this is the L. It's all meat. It's all meat and cheese. I'm like, dude, I cannot eat this much meat and cheese. I cannot do it unless it's in a pasta, which maybe I should just make pasta. Maybe I should make carbonara because I have bacon. I have peas. What else you need? Pasta, sauce, cheese, Parmesan. I'll figure it out. Anyways. But yeah, that's both a dub and an L, because too much meat, way too much meat, and like turkey meat and or sandwich meat, I can't, that's too much for, I can't have sandwich meat every day. It creeps me out for some reason. I don't know what it is. I'm just a girl. I need little carrots. Just kidding. But actually though, I need more vegetables, because when I actually eat vegetables, not raw vegetables, that kind of makes my stomach hurt. When I eat like steamed vegetables or boiled or something that's soft, I feel like it literally instantly makes me feel so much better with no matter what I'm experiencing. I just feel healed. So too much meat, too much meat. Boo boo. Womp womp. What I wanted to talk about today was something I talk about a lot. So gotcha. But specifically the past couple of days, I've been thinking about who I follow on Instagram. And I have talked about my relationship to social media multiple times, because I feel like when you grow up with it, it's like ingrained in you. You feel like it's a part of your life, and it kind of is. But every once in a while, I don't know what comes over me, but I get so overwhelmed with the amount of things that I'm consuming, to the point where I genuinely cannot relax. No matter how much I try to meditate, or I try to let thoughts go or detach and just feel like I'm in my own presence, I cannot do it effectively. And it takes weeks, months, sometimes to fully detox from just the amount of noise that's in my brain from social media. So this all stemmed from the other night. I've just been having a lot of anxiety attacks. So they just get built up. I kind of can feel it coming and I know what it's about. It's just about I'm anxious about a lot of different like big life decisions right now. And I'm just, yeah. And that in turn makes it so I can't sleep very well, or I can't sleep without something on in the background. Like I need white noise or something. And I don't think that gives me the best quality of sleep. I feel very tired. It's just, I feel like it adds to a lot of different other areas of my life. And I really don't get, I'm not saying this to be like, I don't scroll that much, but I genuinely have cut down my scrolling time so much. I don't even like to go on there anymore. But when I do, I just will follow random people, like random influencers. I've been trying to get into working out. So I noticed that I was following like 50 different influencers that go to the gym. And I'm like, I do not need another body type to look at, compare myself to. And also to have someone else tell me what to do, but have 40 different people with 40 different types of working out tell me I need to do all of those things. All that does, I feel like when I follow 20 different fitness influencers, I am just totally procrastinating actually going and working out. It's not going to be a perfect plan. It is not going to be the most effective thing 24/7. And I just feel like when I do that, I'm waiting for the perfect program, the perfect mindset, the perfect influencer to help me then be able to get my dream body or hit the goals that I want to hit. But when I'm following 500 of them, it does the exact opposite of what the whole intent behind it was, which is to help me work out. But I do not need somebody to tell me to work out to work out. Now, I 100% see the value in following people that inspire you, that help you, that educate you. For me, I go a little bit overboard. And I think that the more fitness people I follow, or the more cooking people I follow, or the more beautiful people I follow, the more of that I become. When, for me specifically, I just feel like consuming that is just making me less attached. Like, it's disconnecting me from myself because of the amount and like the overconsumption of it. I feel like disconnected from myself, and I feel like I'm constantly trying to be other people and try to get someone else's body or someone else's beauty, rather than sometimes just sitting in my own and being like, okay, I look like this, and my body looks like this when I work out, or, you know, whatever it is. And especially with spiritual stuff or religious stuff, there's so much back and forth and fighting and arguing about religion, and it's so negative. And even the people are trying to be positive, it feels negative to me because I'm so I'm over consuming it kind of by accident. I think I just need to fix my algorithm, but at the same time, I just like get to a point where every couple of months I have to unfollow like pretty much everyone other than people that I know, people that I actually would feel bad if I unfollowed. So I normally just mute them. Maybe I'll get ballsy enough to just unfollow everyone one day, because I just don't like the weird duty that you have sometimes on social media, because it's like, it's so weird. It's such a weird thing. And I probably just overthink it, you know, or I make it too deep, but I can't help it. Like I can't, like, if I try to just be like, oh, it's not a big deal, I just feel like I'm lying to myself all the time. And then I feel more overwhelmed and sad and depressed. So I'm like, I just have to trust that, okay, I have to just unfollow all these people, stick with a very core, like one person for each type of thing that I want to consume. And then most importantly, and the whole purpose of doing this is just so I can spend more time with myself, my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own beliefs, my own opinions. And then when I meet people in person, then I will get their opinion, or we can talk about something. Like, that for me feels more real and feels more, I don't know, soul filling than sometimes just obviously over consuming or And I also think maybe it's just from nobody likes being told what to do. I don't know anybody that fully likes being told what to do. I mean, sometimes I do, honestly. But I don't know if it's, when I was younger, I liked being told what to do. Now that I'm older, I don't know if it's because I loved being told what to do so much that now I'm 100% the opposite. But I feel like I found my voice. I found like, oh, wait, I actually can have an opinion on things. Like my voice does matter. Everyone's voice matters. So when you're constantly told online by influencers, by, I don't know, social media people, like, you shouldn't be working out like this. You should be working out like this. You shouldn't put your makeup on like this. You should put your, you shouldn't be wearing this. You should. It's like so exhausting and it gets so overwhelming and you feel like you are never doing anything right. And hats off to people who go for it, you know, when it comes to marketing themselves or their brand and their, I really believe most people who create a business are doing it because they really saw a need somewhere and they're trying to make a living and they wanted to work their own hours and they wanted to like go after their dream. So hats off. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But as a consumer, it's like your responsibility. And as a normal human being, you know, it's like our responsibility to choose what we consume or not. People used to go to markets and then they'd get campaigned on things and then they would have marketing strategies, you know, shoved down their throat. And like, you know, you used to go places physically and then you basically went there knowing that you would get campaigned to from somebody's products. Why you should choose this over that? Why this is the best? But now we just have it everywhere. So it feels like you can't get away from it, but you can. And the whole reason why I feel this the way that I do is because that's just how I've experienced life. And when I compare to when I'm trying to appease to like random people on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and I'm trying to understand every single person's point of view when there's 100 different points of view from one video, and I'm trying to figure out how I would counteract what they're saying or how I would understand what they're saying. And then now when I type something out or I want to post something or I want to say something, I'm thinking about the hundreds of millions of comments that I've seen on all different sides of everything. This is definitely a people-pleasing thing, maybe. I mean, it probably definitely is, but. And then I like second guess myself and I hate that so much. Like no one should do that. And if you do second guess, it shouldn't be yourself. It should just be like, do I have accurate information? Or, but even then, like I just feel like we need to have so much compassion for ourselves and just trust ourselves and trust in the process of life that like we know what we need to know right now and whatever we'll need to know in the future, we will find out. It's all going to be okay. That's basically it for that rant. But I basically just went on an unfollowing spree, which I always think is funny because I just sort of follow a bunch of people that I just followed. And I feel pretty stupid when I do that because I'm like, well, I was really excited about that one day. Okay, so let's do a Dear Abby. Okay, I don't think I've done this one. I haven't marked as I haven't done it, but it sounds familiar, but maybe there is one that was similar. Dear Abby, my best friend is in a very toxic relationship. I'm not sure what to do. He threatens to break up with her if she doesn't do what he wants and doesn't talk to her for weeks at a time. He flirts with other girls and has cheated before, but she says she loves him and isn't doing anything about it. I want her to do what's best for her and I want her to be happy, but I don't know how to help. Love you and the podcast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was a whirlwind. Oh boy. He threatens to break up with her if she doesn't do what he wants is wild. Is wild. That is wild. The fact that if anyone threatens to break up with you in that way, that is not okay. That is never okay. Maybe once at the I don't know, like maybe once if they say it and then they're like, that was bad, like I'm never gonna do that again, because I totally believe that sometimes, I don't know, when you're learning or maybe you're new to relationships, you sometimes say things that you're like, I did not feel good about that and I'm so sorry and I did not even mean that was so stupid. But if this is a like he's actually meaning it and he doesn't feel bad and he's not like, and doesn't talk to her for weeks at a time is also insane. He flirts with other girls, insane. And has cheated before. Okay. So she says she loves him, which is, you know, sucks when you fall for someone that is not, is not it. And they're not, they don't really, they can't see past themselves. Unfortunately, even if there's one deep, deep part of him that does love her, he really doesn't. Because love, as cliche as it sounds, is definitely an action. And all of his actions are contrary. So sometimes, as hard as it is to hear that, that is how it is. So if someone says they love you, but they're acting completely opposite, that will always be more than words. Not rocket science. You know, we all know that. We've all been told it. What you can do as a friend is what I always give the same advice for these types of situations. It's so hard. I'm not going to sit here and say that I know exactly how to handle that situation because I've never really experienced it to that extent. All I know is the best thing you can do, from my knowledge and my experience, is don't make it about him. Like, don't say that he sucks, he's doing all of these things, even though he is. But when you're in love with someone and your blinders are on and you're in it and you feel like, but the highs are really high, you know, and he feels sorry and he says he's sorry and he's working on it, don't make it about him. When you have a conversation with her, when you talk to her about a relationship, ask her if she feels happy, if she feels like her needs are being met, and if she feels like it's going to a place that she wants to stay in forever. Just make it about how lovely she is, what she deserves, and don't make it about him. Don't say stuff that's bad about him. Just make it all about her if you do talk to her, which I do think you should. I mean, you have full capability of figuring out what's best in that moment or any moment to talk to her. But that would be my two cents. And just remind her that you're there for her. You'll always be there for her. And if the conversation leans a certain way, then if it feels appropriate to say, like, you are so sad watching her be mistreated because you know she deserves better and you know that he's not living up to really any standard, but definitely not someone that she deserves, or deserves her, I guess. But I'm sorry, that sucks. That would be so horrible to see. I would hate that so much. It'd make me so mad. Or honestly, just go punch him in the face. Punch him. This is what you got to do. Walk up to him next time you see him. Punch him. Wait. Take your two fingers, your pointer finger, your middle finger. Flip him off, first of all. Then stick your fingers into his eyes and knee him in the balls at the same time. Then once he's a little bit disoriented, then you can put his neck. Then you can wring your arm around his neck, put him in a chokehold, and then you want to flex your bicep. Hopefully you have big biceps. Then you're going to knock him out. That's what you're going to do. Just kidding. I do not condone that behavior. That is a joke. That's allegedly what you would do. That is a joke. It is a joke, people. Relax. Alrighty. Well, that is it for today's episode. Take him, put him in a chokehold. You know, maybe just put him in situations that will give her the ick. There's honestly nothing more icky, though. Nothing gives me the ick now more than if someone's not a real man, you know? Like, if someone is not reliable, if someone is scared of commitment, if someone is flirty with other... I'm so grateful that my body responds in that way because it's protecting me. But it's genuinely grosses me out. So I don't know if we could get her to a place to where she gets the ick. But once you get the ick for someone not being like a real man, and by real man, I mean reliable, kind, then I think that would help. But I don't know how to do that. Okay, well, I'm going to sign off for the night. I'm going to go make some food. I feel a little bit weird with no camera. So this will be interesting. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a 5-star rating, por favor, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also go to YouTube, like, subscribe, comment down below. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Dear Abby. And yeah, you can find all of my stuff with all the links on my Instagram. So love you. Bye. Ooh, hey, John, taking a ride to join at late. 눈치 보면서 들어가 할 때 찾아.